Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, September 26th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of local and regional news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. State Roundup. Watermen oppose cut to striped bass catch. Some new laws specifically benefit veterans. At Taw's Crab Feast, Moore touts Republican support. Watermen on the Eastern Shore strongly oppose a proposal to cut the striped bass catch by 12%, fearing more closures. Smith Island now has high-speed internet and 5G cell service after a $2 million effort. Veterans in Maryland will benefit from over 400 new laws, including the Health Equality for Service Members Act. The state continues to lose federal jobs, with Maryland seeing the largest decrease in the country. Maryland's health secretary reassures residents that COVID-19 vaccines will be widely available. At the Taw's Crab and Clam Bake, Governor Wes Moore gained support from 6 local Republican mayors. The Baltimore City Council has yet to fund a bill studying why children are missing school. Lawsuits against Tylenol may increase due to changes in safety labels. Some Baltimore County schools are neglecting science education. The Frederick County Board of Education considers limits on free speech during public comments. Former Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby receives a warm reception after home detention. Montgomery County cancels its Hispanic Heritage Festival in Wheaton due to fears of increased immigration enforcement.
Turbocharged luxury. 1979 Mercedes-Benz 300 SD in Astral Silver joins the Ron Sturgeon collection. The DFW Car and Toy Museum is thrilled to announce the addition of a 1979 Mercedes-Benz 300 SD to the Ron Sturgeon collection. This trailblazing luxury sedan, the world's first production turbocharged diesel, offers remarkable efficiency and executive-level comfort. With subtle European spec touches and a well-traveled history, this example showcases the car's enduring appeal. Boasting a 3.0-liter turbo diesel engine, this 300 SD has over 212,000 miles on the odometer, a testament to its durability. Upgrades like Bilstein shock absorbers and power-assisted brakes enhance the driving experience. Inside, classic amenities blend with German design for a truly luxurious feel. Ron Sturgeon, founder of the museum, praises the 300 SD as a pioneer in elegant and efficient diesel engineering, representing a key chapter in Mercedes-Benz's legacy.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.